Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I am Eric Detheridge. Well, if you've seen any documentary on the late, great Thin Lizzy frontman Phil Lynott, then you no doubt are familiar with his mom, Philomena Lynott, who always spoke so movingly of her son. Well, sad to say, Philomena passed away in Dublin yesterday morning at the age of 88. She had been battling cancer for some time. In addition to her rock doc appearances, she also penned a book about Phil called My Boy, which chronicled his childhood in England and Ireland. And as the singer of that legendary rock band. Now, the story goes that Philomena was living in London, got pregnant there after meeting an immigrant from Guyana. Phil was later sent to his grandparents in Ireland after he experienced racism in England. And despite growing up in the lily white Emerald Isle, he became one of that country's most beloved and iconic musicians. He, of course, passed away in 1986 at the age of just 36. Now, Philomena championed her son and his legacy and successfully campaigned for a statue in his honor, which went up in Dublin in 2005. So raise a pint to Phil and now Philomena Lynott. Well, it wasn't a statue, but acclaimed singer, composer, and pianist Regina Spektor was honored earlier this week in her native New York City as Mayor Bill de Blasio highlighted Regina's multiple contributions to the Big Apple's music scene and long history of activism and philanthropic performances. It all happened at the Gracie Mansion on the Upper East Side during the 17th annual Russian Heritage event. Regina was born in Moscow before her family moved to the U.S. when she was just 9 years old. Regina posted a picture on Instagram saying she felt like a Russian Cinderella. Well, yesterday, in case you didn't know, was Loving Day, a commemoration of the Supreme Court decision from 1967, Loving versus Virginia, that struck down laws banning interracial marriage. Well, to celebrate, Sufjan Stevens wrote an essay about it. He starts off with RuPaul's signature line, "If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you gonna love somebody else?" Who later invokes Jesus and Adam and Eve, writing, quote, "It's astounding how much our world still continues to teach us to feel shame," end quote. Sufjan also recently shared two songs in honor of Pride Month, which is happening right now in this month of June. Happy Pride. Couple of birthday shout-outs on this June 13th. Rivers Cuomo, frontman of Weezer, and English singer-songwriter David Gray. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.